Alchemy.
Yo.
Yo.
Y'all sound good?
Sound great.
Okay, good.
What's poppin'? Happy Sunday.
Happy Sunday. I just ate food.
Okay. I always kind of assume that when we talk. At least one of us has either just finished eating food or are still eating food.
Yeah, it was my parents' anniversary yesterday.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah. So I got to partake in the food.
You got to? That's nice.
Yeah. Well, because you know, if I wasn't here, I would have never known.
Oh, that's true. Well, yeah. Well, that's good that they let you in. So, like, look, this ain't got nothing to do with you, but...
Right. But we'll let you have it.
Throw you some leftovers.
Exactly.
Here's the edges of the bread that I didn't want.
Oh, dear.
I know your parents wouldn't do that. So, what did that consist of then? So, what did you... I assume
steak,
you were eating good.
Steak, crab, steak, lobster mac and cheese, lobster bisque. Crab cakes and a
whoopie
pie.
Damn. Okay, tell me this. What the hell is a whoopie pie? Because I've heard of these before. It just sounds like something my grandmother would have had like 10,000 years ago. What is a whoopie pie?
It's just like a little cake top thing, and it's got filling in the inside, like cream cheese filling, or and then the bottom part. It's like a little sandwich, a little cake sandwich.
A cake sandwich, ooh. Okay, I kind of can imagine what you're... I'm about to look that up. Everybody's listening to this. Go look up whoopie pie.
Yeah, it's like a cake sandwich. That's the best way I would explain it.
A cake sandwich. I like that. Yeah, because
I like that when you look up whoopie, at first it says Whoopi Goldberg.
Well, I was either thinking Whoopi Goldberg or, like, I remember, like, when I was young... Especially grandparents wouldn't say sex. They would say making whoopee.
Whoa,
so it was like a... It does. That's what I'm saying. Because that's what freaks me out about this, where it's like a whoopee pie. Wait, ew. Wait, oh my God. I just have a thought. Never mind. I really can't right now because I'm kind of disgusted to think about it. If it's... never mind. If everybody that watches porn out there, I'm sorry, but... You said it's like a cream filled pie.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's called a whoopie. Okay. Anyway.
Is that gonna be our podcast name?
I think the podcast is called Whoopie Pie and I'm not happy about it, but it's happening.
I'm fucking dead.
Yo, 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 and yo, it's Simon Illa.
And it's Jake.
It's the Two Gimps Walk Into a Bar podcast, brought to you via the Anchor app. You know what to do. We record this podcast on the Anchor app. Me on the iPad, Jay on the phone, Jay calls in. We record, edit, distribute, all that good shit, all in the app. And send it out to y'all every week. And if you want to start your own podcast, because everybody else is doing it now. It is part of the coronavirus stimulus package. You get a check from the government, and you get an Anchor account. They're like, here, make a podcast. So go to anchor.fm, start a podcast. And who produces this thing?
Just Alchemy LLC.
That is correct. Okay.
So you can hear me okay, right?
I hear you really good, yeah.
Okay, good. I'm so happy.
You still using those headphones?
Yeah, that's why I was concerned.
Yeah, they sound good. They sound way better.
Okay, good. Well, I'm using different ones. They're the ones that I got.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay. Well, I just want to make sure.
Oh, they sound good. Okay, so for all y'all that just heard the intro, Jay is on it and sent me a picture of whoopie pie. This just looks like an oatmeal, one of those oatmeal pies.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
maybe, I mean, like, the cake parts are, like chocolate. Okay. That's a whoopie pie. Okay.
Yeah, it's
somebody somewhere's lap is like, you know what I mean, this thing a whoopie pie. So I want to know what I know. I want to know which Whoopi came first. Like, I know Whoopi Goldberg didn't because she's not that old, but like Whoopi, the term for sex, or Whoopi pie? Like, this I might have to do some investigating.
These are great questions.
These are questions that keep me up at night. Is it Whoopi Goldberg that doesn't have any eyebrows?
Yes, she doesn't have eyebrows.
Is that genetic or is that like a choice, do you think?
That's a choice.
Really?
Yeah, she does shave it on purpose.
Have you seen people on TikTok doing this?
Shaving their eyebrows?
Yes.
No.
I've seen people do it. And I'm like, I'm so delusioned now that I can't tell sometimes what's real and what's not. Because the graphics are so good. You know, or like the effects. But I saw Jason Derulo shave an eyebrow off. I was like, this can't be real.
Oh, dude.
Yeah. What would you do for a TikTok video? You know what I mean?
That's insane.
Mm-hmm. So, speaking of insane, I think this all kind of happened this week. I don't know if we touched on it last week, but Georgia started opening things up.
Yeah.
And I find it... Well, I know we're not, but let's not put ourselves in this group. But here's the thing. What I really like about Atlanta, and I at least I've seen this in my timelines, or maybe even in Georgia, from what I've seen, the governor says, start opening shit up. And I don't know, did you see what the mayor said?
No, I don't really, I'm going to be honest, I don't really pay attention to that kind of stuff. My parents just told me.
Oh. Okay, yeah. Well, maybe one day you will. It'll be good for you. It's, because sometimes it will affect you. The mayor of Atlanta said, no, don't go out.
Mm-hmm.
So governor said yes, mayor says no. And I like to think, and it looks as if most people that I know, or at least that I'm connected to on social media, are listening to the mayor and like going, you know what? It ain't time yet. And in fact, the people I've talked to, they're like, fuck that. I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah, my parents said we're not going nowhere.
Yeah, I mean, it's just ridiculous. I mean, it's a little too soon if you ask me. Like, I get that even if they, I know it sounds weird, even if they would have waited until May, I might have felt a little better about it.
Right.
You know, like, okay, maybe, but it's just like it hasn't even been a whole month, I don't think. Like, well, it's kind of been a month, but barely a month.
Right.
It's like people don't need a haircut. I will say this. I went out yesterday, or maybe the day before, one of those days. I went out and sat in the big parking lot, which is empty. And I saw a few people going into PetSmart, and nobody wearing a mask.
Oh, dude.
Like, nobody. And I'm like, well, like, just because they say you can get out, you should still protect yourself. And I go ahead, please.
No, you should, yeah.
It's just, maybe, I mean, who knows? I guess we're going to see. Wow, this is like one of those things where so I wouldn't do something, but I will definitely watch other people do it. I'm like, okay, mm-hmm. I mean, not a smart choice, but okay. And just see and watch what happens, you know?
Yeah. People really, we're going to find out.
That's what I'm saying. But here's the thing that does suck about it is even though there are going to be people that don't get out much, it's everyone else we're worried about. Meaning, like, the more people that go out and do regular shit, like everything's, you know, all good.
Right.
What if they come, like, okay, say if, you know, I'm just going to paint a hypothetical here. What if, because people start going out and going getting haircuts, and so say somebody goes and gets a haircut, and then they happen to be a Postmates driver, and they get something from getting their haircut, and then they deliver something to someone who is staying indoors and not doing anything, and they get exposed because the Postmates driver had to get a haircut, or just felt or get their nails done, or whatever. It's like that's what people don't get. It's not the... You know, it's just a weird numbers game where you gotta look at, like, I don't know. I don't think people get the ramifications, even if, like, you know, this illness has killed a certain amount of people, it's done it very quickly. It's not like, oh, the flu kills so and so, like, tens of thousands a year. Yeah, but in a year.
There's so many conspiracies too.
I know. Have you heard any new good ones?
It's just annoying. Cause like people worried about conspiracies. Like it doesn't at this point. It doesn't matter.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
That's why I don't like people worried about dang conspiracies. But like it just doesn't matter. Like people are literally cause. I've heard some people say, oh, they're trying to say more people have died than they are. And maybe that's true. But at the same token, people have died.
So right.
It's like, like that's my thing. Like, okay, if that is true, cool.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, not it's not cool.
I know what you mean, but it is what it is. I think maybe, I just to add detail to what you're saying, I'm just adding on to it. Or clarifying it, it's almost like, maybe if you feel this way, the way I feel, is it doesn't, I don't want to say it doesn't matter how many people died, obviously it does, but the fact that people are dying of this, like, and it's not a low number, you know, and we don't know exactly, like, people don't get it, it's really trying to curb it, it's not that they're saying, oh, people are still going to get it, yes, they are. They are, they totally are. Even if we social isolate for months, people are still going to get it. That's just the nature of a virus.
Exactly.
But this buys time so people can find a cure so it's not as bad. And the longer people would kind of hang out and, you know, isolate themselves, the less effect it has in the long run. And for people, you know, older people in vulnerable positions, it fucks things up for them, because it's like, you know, some people, it's like, oh, now people can't go out for 2-3 more months, like, not just, you know, and everybody that's deemed healthy, oh, we can do whatever we want. And yeah, you might be able to, but you're not doing it for you.
You're not thinking it, yeah, like, that's, people have been so selfish, because they're only thinking about themselves. Like, oh, well, I'm fine. Okay, well, that's great. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But it's about other people who literally are affected by this.
Yeah. Yeah, I think there could... I've even seen, you know, sadly, and you know, even people I know that just can't stay away from other people. It's like, why is this so hard? Like, can you not be alone? Like, is this devastating? Yeah. Like, what the fuck? Like, it almost scares me that people can't do that. They really just can't do it. And it makes me sad, because I feel like people that can't do that are very unhappy.
Exactly.
So, anyway, that's my self-isolation rant for the week. Although it's causing a lot of ingenuity. I will say this. You sound like you're typing a resume over there.
Sorry.
It's okay. It's all good. But people are really expressing their ingenuity and creativity now. They're doing, I know you don't watch TV, but you know, you're familiar with the show Saturday Night Live, right?
Yeah.
Well, now they're doing their show over Zoom. They're like filming things at home, the sketches, like on their own phones, and they're doing the monologues from the host's home over Zoom. Like, it's wild. And it's cool.
Yeah, it has changed the way that, like, things are being done now.
Yeah.
For sure. Like, content-wise.
It really makes you think, too, like, travel, business travel may not be as big after this. Because people are going to go, why do I need to be there? Like, I can just Zoom call you and have the same meeting. What's the point in me, you know, flying halfway across the country to talk, excuse me, talk to a boardroom of people, you know?
Exactly.
So that's what I'm thinking. I don't know. I mean, can you think of what's the most creative things you've seen? Or, can you think of any?
Yeah, I can't really think of it because, I mean, I'm not really paying attention much, to be honest.
Oh.
I know people are doing content and stuff, you know, like BuzzFeed and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm sure you've seen people doing a lot more live content.
Yeah, like, I mean, I like the little live combination things.
Mm-hmm.
That people, like, have been doing with the beat battles.
Yeah, the beat battles have been cool, the producer battles. I've just seen a lot of live music the past couple of weeks, too. Just clients of mine have been doing live shows, and just... It reminds me of when I was young, we were bored as hell when we were kids. We just make up, you know, little shows and stuff like that. We'd make movies, you know, and stuff over the summer, and it's kind of like that. So it's almost that kind of the creativity level coming on. Plus, I've seen actually a lot of my friends. This is hilarious. A lot of my friends have planted gardens in their yards. They've done a lot of housework, like painting the house, fixing fences. One of my friends had his kids doing yard work, like actually shoveling mulch into the yard and like stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, this is good for kids. Maybe some young kids will get tired of the phone. I doubt that, but...
No, they won't.
So, Apple came out with another phone.
Yeah, the SE thing.
An SE. How do you feel about this? Are there too many phones? Do you care?
No, not really. Because I heard it's not really that much of an update. Anyway.
Okay.
Like, it's just another phone.
I heard the processor is, like, faster, but... And the camera's better.
Yeah, I mean, but if you're just getting a phone for that...
Right. Well, yeah, it is weird. Here's what I would like to know. Because I'm on the opposite side of this. Maybe I'm on the cautious side. But I've seen people... First of all, people have been fundraising a lot during this, which I get it. But I'm trying to figure out where all this money is coming from. Because a lot of people aren't working. It's like, where are people getting money to donate and to buy stuff? And people are buying stuff. But it's like, it's really strange to me. I'm like, is this like the good time to be like buying things you don't need? Or, you know what I mean? I don't know. It's weird. And I'm once again, like I said, I'm still trying to figure out how people are raising all this money for these charities. They're like, oh, we raised $6 million in like 8 days for this. It's like, who's doing this? Who has the money to do this when nobody's working?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's all wild.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Not know. What's that?
Because I can hear you in the background tapping or something.
Oh, it's probably a can.
Oh, okay.
I can hear your headphones rubbing against something, too, as well, so.
Oh.
Touche. No, I'm kidding. It's all good. It's all good. So, yeah, I mean, and once again, every conversation that, you know, when I call somebody, it's kind of the same thing. It's like, what have you been doing? And she's like, right, the same thing. I am starting to feel like every day is kind of blurring together now, which is kind of strange for me because it takes a lot for me to feel that way because since I work mainly from the house, you know, I'm usually here, but now it's like every day I'm like, oh yeah, what day is it? What time is it? Has this affected your sleeping at all, or are you still kind of on your...
Yeah, I've been going to sleep for like at 3 in the morning every night.
That's about what I've been doing. What is up with 3 a.m. seems like a good quarantine bedtime. It's just, I'm up. I changed the format on my nightly Instagram Live. I have regular guests on there now, almost like segments of my show. So we've had...
I've seen you.
Oh, yeah, I think I saw you pop in there. I think maybe even last night.
Yeah, I did. I pop in.
Yeah, so Kyle Lucas has been coming in to recommend TV and movies to people, and then Priska comes in and does some kind of musical thing in there. So it's been a lot of fun to bring them in. So it's, you know, it's been good. How are your beat bid things going? Because I popped in on a couple in the past couple weeks, but super briefly.
Yeah, I mean, it's been fun. We just be chilling.
That's good. That's good. How is the beat business right now? I don't care whatever that is, you know, whatever that it means. Like, if it's collabing or if it's, you know, artists actually getting beats. Like,
yeah, I mean,
how's that looking?
It's been fun for me. But I guess it just depends on you.
It depends on what?
It depends on you, like, how you marketing stuff. But I know artists are still buying beats.
Okay. Cool. Yeah, that's kind of what I meant. I didn't know if, like, people were still buying stuff. Well, that's good. Good to know. And I assume you've been making beats.
Yeah, I upgraded my sounds.
Okay.
So,
did you add to your collection since last week?
Yes, I have.
Okay. What's in your collection now? Because I know you had the Arturia beat.
Yeah, I have complete 12.
Nice. Okay.
That shit is incredible. I feel like I've been missing out on so much. Like, the shit that you get, like, sometimes you gotta think long term. You know what I mean? Because, like, we talked about this. Like, a lot of people think short term, like, oh, I'm getting this, it's gonna be a lot of money, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I'm set, bro. I don't have to buy shit again. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have to do anything for a while. You know, I got the Arturia collection. I have the Complete 12 now.
Yeah.
The Complete 12 comes with 220 gigs worth of stuff.
Yeah, yep.
So if you can't make a beat out of that, well, you just might need to not make beats. But, like, it's the same principle of, like, the 62 beat packs that I have. And artists are like, oh, I can't find a beat. And I'm like, bro, there's 62. You can't get on one? Like, yo, so I love it. I have Massive, you know, now. I got Contact, the full version. And I got Banks for that, too, that it came with. I really love the Session Guitars bank.
I figured you would.
It's so incredible. The realism, bro, like, it's just elevating every time. Like, I'm like, holy shit, I made a beat with it. I love Massive because it has hella banks. I have, like, piano banks as well that came with it, you know, the Gentleman, Maverick. And then there's just some, like, sound pack things that come. It's a beast. I love both, though, because I've been using, like, Arturia. I've been now I'm using the Complete 12, you know, what comes in there, just to test it out. But yeah, I'm pretty good. It's got me back into making beats now, because, like, I'm actually excited to, like, test out new stuff. And sometimes you need that, you know what I mean? And then also upgrading my laptop helped too, because it's faster. So, like, you know, when you're not having to wait a long time for stuff to load, you know, or stuff's crashing, you feel more, you know, inclined to make stuff work. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, my old laptop, I found out, actually was only 4 gigabytes of RAM. That's why a lot of my VSTs weren't working.
That makes sense.
I was like, why is my stuff crackling? You know what I'm saying? But that's because it was super low. But now I can have, you know, Contact up, Arcade up, other, you know, VSTs. I got multiple VSTs, and that stuff's not even hitting nothing. I'm like, yes! So I'm just able to work at a faster rate.
Right.
I also like, you know, I got TrackSpacer, which is what you recommended.
Yep.
I tested it out just for the, I had a vocal or whatever, and I was like, I want to test this out. It's so dope. It's so dope. And then, so Nexus is cool too. I think the biggest thing for me is the fact that I'm not using cracked stuff. So I think that's what like kind of excites me, because you know, for most of my time that I've been making beats, I use a lot of cracked plugins.
Yes.
So there is like a pride when you get it yourself.
Yes.
Even if it takes you a minute, like even if you got to get it one at a time, or you know, you got to get it on a monthly payment or whatever it is, like there is a pride in it being your own. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because of course.
You don't have to worry about like, oh, what happens if I lose the whatever, like, because you have all the files. You know what
right,
I mean?
Right, yeah. You
so,
can't,
I mean,
yeah.
You have all the information. So I'm excited because now I don't have to, like, Google and be like, what is a serial number for this place? You know what I'm saying? Like, I got my own
like,
serial number.
Shit. Yeah.
And it says my name. Now, I did do one last purchase because, as you know, I've had the same headphones since I was in high school. My dad got me my first equipment.
You had the same headphones for that long?
Yes, correct.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a great story to tell. Because I haven't upgraded. Like, I've had the same audio interface. I've had the same monitors. Like, because I have M-Audio BX5s. I just didn't have them set up in my apartment because they wouldn't fit. But I still have those as well.
I like the BX5s.
Yeah, I do, too.
I use those when I first moved to Philadelphia, I had a pair of those, and I really liked them.
Yeah, so. I like them, too. I need to get one of them fixed, so I probably need to go to Guitar Center sometime whenever that happens. But I like them, too. What I was going to say is, what are you doing?
Nothing.
Oh, you must be messing with the can.
I just moved, like, one little thing. That was the quietest noise ever. That made that loud of a noise. That's so wild. Okay.
I was just going to say, my last purchase that I made, I did get some new headphones. Oh, this.
Nice.
I got the DTs or whatever, something. Whatever someone suggested, it's a DT, the... Fuck, hold on. I need to know the name. Yeah, these are the DT-770s.
What company makes them?
B, Barometric or something like that. It starts with a B.
Behringer?
Yeah, no.
Not Behringer?
That doesn't sound right.
Oh.
Hold on. No, now you got me. DT-770s.
Well, this is either Behringer or Audio Technica.
No, it's Behr Dynamic.
Oh, Behr Dynamic. Okay.
Yeah, cool, I got cool. Those are suggested to get in. So it's the DT-770s 250 ohms.
Nice. Yeah. So those are studio monitor headphones. So.
Yeah.
Basically, yeah, those are good. Cool.
Yeah, because, well, I wanted to mix correctly. And I mean, I like my Audio Technicas because I have Audio Technica ATH-M20Xs.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just figured, like, if I'm going to get some new ones, I wanted to elevate, you know, and hear the sound if it made a difference.
Of course.
I'm still going to keep the other ones because they're falling apart. But, I mean, until they really start working. But they are starting to make a little buzzing noise inside.
Yeah.
So, I figured it was time to...
That's one thing that I, maybe if some people don't really think about, but when you do use headphones a lot, you can wear them down. Because I actually noticed that I think they're the Audio Technica ones. I forgot the model number. They're like the typical, like, kind of middle of the road studio headphones. And I was trying to mix, like, finish a mix the other day and using them as a reference. Mm-hmm. And they just sound so much different than they used to that I can tell they're just worn down. I'm like, they don't sound, they're not as loud as they used to be. Like, my earbuds on my phone are louder than those things.
That's what's funny, because I don't, man, I'm telling you, I mean, I'm blessed, you know, for real, but I just been so excited because one thing that you taught me a lot about was money management, You know what I mean? And like being smart. So a lot of people, well, we know this because we're in music, but a lot of people don't know, you don't always have to pay full price for stuff. You can get monthly, you know what I mean? Like where you can do like a monthly payment for certain things. So you might see something that says, oh, it's whatever dollars, but they might have you pay $2 a month for 36 months or whatever, or you can pay right. sooner. So it's all about being smart. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well.
Especially in a time like this.
Yeah, and you know, things we had talked about before also is like, you know, interest rates. If you can get an interest-free payment plan, you know, 36 months, zero interest, as long as you pay it off before the 36 months, I mean, that's great. Like,
and 36 months is then
3 years.
3 years. Hey, I mean, you know, everyone's situation is different, but gosh dang, 3 years for most of these, unless you're really paying something crazy, you know what I mean?
Oh, I did that on stuff just because I could. When I, you know, I mean, when I got
I think
new
it's smart.
Stuff. Yeah.
And I think as you know, when you get new sounds, you're in those things. Like, that's one thing I can say. I do not waste nothing. Like, as soon as I got it, I said, oh, we using this. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, it because did. Again, when you pay that money, you don't waste it.
Yeah. No, that's true. I mean, well, and the thing, too, is if you're looking at, you know, your... I think that's where the lesson comes in here with any kind of money is like investment over just frivolous crap. It's like,
I mean,
don't get me wrong. I've done plenty of that. So I'm not guilt free, but the older I get, I'm like, there's even no competition. It's like, if I need to get a new computer, cause that, you know, that's what keeps me, you know, able to do stuff. So, that's something you gotta get. But then when it comes down to people like, well, I bought these shoes and I bought this, you know, like, Supreme bag. I'm like, yo, what are you doing? Like, you look like a fool. You ain't even got money to eat. And you're buying, you know, it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, people do that thing instead of, like, investing in themselves. You know, something that will pay them later.
Exactly.
So, I think that's one thing, you know, I hope people would think about. I don't know if we've talked about this, but maybe we did. But financial literacy, I feel like we did talk about this, or maybe Kyle and I did or something. But financial literacy needs to be taught, especially in music. I think it needs to be taught.
It does, yeah.
Like, somebody needs to come along, like, a financial advisor and just say, I mean, you can't make people do stuff, but at least you can say, you know what? If you're coming into some money, don't spend your money on this. Spend it on this. Spend it on that. Then at least you have a chance. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So, because I think people get things and they don't need them, and it's, I mean, like I said, I've been there. I had all the money back that I spent on dumb stuff, like, I don't know how many pairs of shoes I've had over the years, or fitted hats, or, like, just,
I mean,
you know, clothes and stuff. So much money.
Yeah, and it's smart. Well, it's been smart for me right now, because a lot of things have been discounted.
Yeah.
Because of the pandemic.
Yep, yep.
But a lot of things have been discounted because of the pandemic. So, even the Arteria was half off.
Yep. Yep.
So I was like, shoot.
I think we both got it the same week or something almost.
Cause, yeah, because once I told you about it, you were like, oh, give me that over. I said, yeah, get that. And and you know what? When you get new sounds that are cool, you know what I mean? It changes your whole beat.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yep.
Like, so, and my thing is, like, I enjoy making beats. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So the better my beats are, the more quality people I'm going to have, first of all, on the, you know, because what I think people don't understand is, too, like, your work is also reflected most of the time in who works with you. Because if you got trash beats, you're probably going to attract artists that are of low, not all the time, I've had some beats I'm like, I don't like these at all, but I've had dope people go on them.
Yeah, you get those surprises, yes.
Yeah, I'll be like, oh, okay. But for the most part, I feel like when the beat is good and it sounds good, I get dope artists to be on it. Because it's right. Like, they don't want to ruin the beat.
and then you look good, you know? I mean...
Exactly.
I think a lot of this is... You know how many times we've had this discussion? I'm starting to feel like this as well. Mm-hmm. Just in life. Is, you know how many times we've talked about music or even the creation of it or anything, a lot of this stuff is like a relationship. It's like a meta, right. It's like a big metaphor. So I almost feel like it's like the better you make yourself, you attract right. better people. Meaning if you don't, yay. Like if you don't hang around and talk, by the way, think about how many times we've talked about this because I had to get away from it. You've been around it. We've all been around it. Think about people, right. people that gossip. People that talk yes. about people other than ideas or work or, I mean, by the way, you can still talk about dumb shit and have fun, but I'm just saying,
right.
talking negative about other people or he said, she said, or this, that, you know, like, just negativity.
Right.
When you start straying away from that and being around more positive people, it's the same as your music. If you make better music, you get to work with better people. And then those better people make you even better. So exactly. it's like this thing you kind of have to like really be conscious of where you're putting your energy. And like, you know, it's like even people have asked me like, how come you make free, well, it's not even free, but you know, they're like, why do you charge people for beats? But then like you worked with, you know, I worked with Kyle Lucas for over 10 years. You know, I don't think he ever once paid me for a beat.
Wait.
Ever. Because I like him. And I'm like, yo, and we got each other in so many places that I wouldn't have. So to me, it was like, by the way, I did make money because he sold records and he toured. You know what I mean? So yeah. But that's the kind of money you want to make. Like that little, you know, yeah. I don't want to say little. That's horrible to say. But the money you can make on the front end is nothing compared to what's on the back end. So going back to a relationship type thing, I only break it down because people might understand that even more. Because actually, this is kind of even personal advice I take for myself. Because I know when I treat myself a certain way, you attract, like attracts like. It's like a magnet.
Yeah, because I feel like when I purchase stuff, I have noticed that recently, and it may just be like in my head kind of thing, but I've noticed since I started purchasing stuff mm-hmm. and not cracking it, I've attracted more people who are willing to invest in me, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I'm not saying, obviously people bought my beats prior, you know, because I've had shit for a while.
Yes.
But I just have noticed that like since I started investing in myself, I've attracted more people that want to invest in me as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I, like you said, yeah, I like the other track, like because, I mean, I get it. You got to do what you got to do. Because again, I said it, I cracked all my stuff for the most part. Like I didn't buy FL Studio until senior year of college.
Right.
And I had it for, you know, 3 years prior.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And the only reason I had bought it at that time was because I had to mix someone's project and you can't save in the demo version.
Okay.
So I was like, man, if I lose these files, it's going to be terrible. So I just went ahead and bought it. I took a deep breath and hoped for the best. you know, but I have noticed like since I've started like investing in myself, I think I've like attracted more people in turn that like want to invest in me. You know what I'm saying? And it's not saying that you got to get crazy and start buying stuff. But obviously, like, if you know that, hey, I can't afford this plug-in right now, okay, then just yeah. wait until you can. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Or figure out how to make stuff work. You know what I'm saying? The reason I got Nexus is because I love Nexus, and I cracked it. I bought it on eBay. That's the funny thing. I bought it on eBay.
Wow.
A while ago.
Yeah.
I bought it on eBay a while ago, but I didn't really know that much about like crack stuff,
uh-huh.
so I thought it was the full version on sale.
Oh dang! Oh dang!
And then so it was not. It was a crack version.
Yeah.
So, that, but I always liked Nexus, so I wanted to get Nexus. And like I said, there is a sense of pride of like seeing my name on stuff. You know what I mean? Like, oh, Jay bought this or whatever.
Right.
Because if I ever wanted to do, let's say, tutorials or something on YouTube, they will find you, bro. The companies, like, if they, you know, they might not catch up to you at first, but if you start to get big and you're using crap stuff,
well, yeah,
they can take your stuff down.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And they could take legal action if you do that. So it's a bigger picture, but I mean, and I've also realized like a lot of the sounds and stuff, like drum kits, a lot of those sound the same. You don't really need that much.
Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I mean? Like,
but how many do you really need?
Yeah, like how many hi hats do you need? But you know,
yes.
And reputable people that like I like to look out, like Decap.
Yep, shout out to Decap.
Decap he's got good stuff. So, you know, like, also think about, okay, who has reputable kits that I can use, you know, so I don't have to go out and look for 25,000 different sounds or, you know, whatever the case is. So, I think it's important. I am doing the trial again of Arcade. I love it. I'm not going to lie to you. I think it might be worth the $10 a month. I wish, see, they're smart though, because I wish I could buy it out, like, buy it outright or whatever, but they're smart. They're not gonna do that. They're like, nope, we know y'all like this a lot, and we update it, so y'all gonna pay the $10 and get a subscription. So,
right.
It is smart, because they have XL too, but I guess XL is only like a vocal type thing, so it only has like box stuff.
I have XL.
Yeah, do you like it?
Yeah, it's pretty. I mean, you run out of stuff though.
But yeah, that's what I thought.
It's cool. It's cool to a point, but then it's like you kind of like, okay, yeah, I run across that sound. Like, you know, you really just have to use them all up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what I like about Arcade, because it does. They do update it. It's got a lot of things. I mean, it would take a minute.
Yeah.
To kind of go through everything.
Yeah.
So. It's interesting.
Do you think there's a... I will say this. I have admittedly had sometimes hesitated to purchase things, as I know you have.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask a question, because this pertains to both of us, so I'm not calling you out in any way. This is actually calling myself out, too. Do you think there's an inherent insecurity that some people have, which I know I have had before, of like I know when I get a plugin, like, I'm gonna crush shit when I have this. Like, I need this plugin. You know what I mean? Like, I bought Melodyne because I needed a better version. So I was using a demo version, which was totally legal.
But you needed to upgrade.
Right. And I was sitting there like, why am I hesitant? Like, I know what I'm doing and I make great records, but why I don't, that's, I think that is really indicative. By the way, I don't mean you just go out and buy everything, because I mean, if you have the money, do it, sure, but if you don't, it can be like, okay, you're doing too much. But when you know, like, it's funny, because like I haven't hesitated to buy a new laptop before, because I knew, I'm like, oh, I'm
good. I do get like weird, because I'm like, am I wasting my time? Like, do I really need this?
Yes.
Am I gonna be mad?
Yep.
Like,
yeah.
Now I will say, I'll probably reach out to support. One plugin I do not like, because I got it. I got Sample Tank and I got Philharmonic. That is a bitch to download.
The
that
Sample Tank.
Sample Tank and Philharmonic.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yep.
I don't even know if I'm gonna. I don't even know if I'm gonna use. I have no idea. And there's no refund. It's just what it is right now. And good thing I didn't pay a lot, because I only pay like $40 for each. But that was the work. Like, if you're gonna make a plugin, don't make it complicated. There's like 15,000 downloads I gotta do, and if I don't do it in this way, it's very confusing.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like for companies that make plugins,
mm-hmm.
it needs to be more clear. Like, Native Instruments is beautiful. I have native access. You know what I mean? It downloads all my stuff in the right places, like automatically. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then boom, I got it. It updates, connects. It's great. It's fantastic. Same thing with Nexus. It's one thing. It has all the banks in there. Same thing with South. But this one, oh my God, Simon. I don't even know if I'm gonna be able to use it because I don't even know. I'm really glad I didn't spend a lot because it's a frustrating thing to download and it's not working how I want it to. But the good thing is, Contact has most of the sounds, well, all the sounds really that I probably would have found in there anyway. So I'm not about to worry about it. But I wanted to know if you had that frustration before with downloading certain plugins.
Well, I had Sample Tank for so long that I got it when you still had to buy the box.
Jeez.
So I've had it for 10 years, 11 years. But here's the thing, I haven't had it in my new computer. But I own it, so I'm sure I have a serial number. But I'm actually afraid to download it. But Philharmonica is a great string plug-in. I think I use it on a lot of records.
It's hard for me to download.
Well, now that you mention it, maybe I'll have to look into that and see if I can download it, because I could use it on my new computer.
If you tell me how you did it, let me know, because I know there's three parts to it. Because I want to use it, because I know it's a good play. That's why I got it.
Yeah.
So, it's the, like, not light version, but I guess it's a smaller version of, like, the full thing.
Okay.
That's why it was 40.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it still has a lot of the elements. Now, I mean, Contact, I did get session strings and some other stuff, so I mean, I'm sure.
Did you get Studio Drummer, I think it's called?
Yeah. I
love that. Oh, it's my favorite. Okay.
Okay, cool.
And Drum Lab, too.
Drum Lab. Yeah, I got that, too. Okay. Honestly, the price is totally worth it.
What, for complete
12. Yeah.
I'm spoiled on this because when I had a deal with Native Instruments and they
so you got everything half off. Right?
Well, they gave me complete. Cuz they gave me a machine and complete for free. And then all I ever had to do is pay the upgrade. But I think even the last thing I got there, I bought a Machine Micro, but I got a artist discount again, so I got a half off.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure, you know, now that I think about it, I'm pretty sure old dude gave us a discount, and I just never used it. Remember when we used the loops?
Yep.
Damn, I'm going to have to hit him up.
You should have hit, was it Chris, I think?
Yeah.
Yeah, hit him up. I think he probably hooked you up.
I mean, because I already got it, but if I get something again, I'm definitely going to utilize it. But I think I'm good right now.
Yeah, he helped me out for sure, because I ended up, I can't remember, he actually did help me out. That's how I got the new, because I got a Control 32 from Native Instruments, which you could, that would be dope for you. That's the little 32 key keyboard.
Oh man, I've been wanting
that. That thing is fire. That thing is fire.
Yo, I'm gonna hit him up then. I'm gonna be like, hey, I just got complete. Yo, I'm gonna tell you something right now. Complete is totally worth the investment in consideration that, like, Contact alone is $400.
Yes.
And when you get complete 12, it's $600.
Jeez.
If you pay in full. But if you're getting 220 gigs worth of stuff, like.
Oh, I know. No, it's. Trust me, it's a big chunk of my hard drive.
Yeah, so, I mean, I thought it was definitely, I think it's definitely worth the investment. And they have little payment plans you can do, too. So you ain't got to do it all at once. It just depends on where you get it from. But what I'm saying is, I still thought even the price itself, like the $5.99, I still think it's totally worth it. Just because, like, I looked at the prices of just Contact alone, like I said, I think. Like, they want you to get that complete 12. I saw the ultimate version, too, but I didn't really think that was necessary. I was like, I think you can get too many sounds.
Yes.
So, that's why I said, like, I'm not buying Omnisphere. I'm not doing all that because I know that, like, I will get overwhelmed. You know what I mean? With the stuff. So, I mean, I already have the Arteria collection. I now have complete 12, and I feel good. And, I mean, I have Silence. I got Nexus.
I think you're good for a while, yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm pretty set.
People do a lot with less than you have, for sure.
Exactly. And, you know, I did that for a while, too, because I have actually, I've never upgraded my stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, before. Yeah. Well, that's
like,
good.
I use the same stuff since high school.
Yep.
For the most part. Well, I won't say that. That's not true, because in high school, I used a different program. So, when I use the same stuff since college.
Gotcha. So,
and I mean, still, that's like 5 years.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
It's like, you remind me so much of, well, the thing that I did, and I when I was in college, I had a lot of gear, but that's because I used student loans to buy gear. Don't ever do that, anyone.
Hey,
no bad. I had a nice
I know
studios.
That's not smart, probably.
It's
yeah.
not. It's not. but I mean, at the time, is I had to do what I had to do. So, you know, I did it. It's not,
live your life.
Right. So, but the interesting thing is when I left that indie record label I was working with, we had to sell a lot of the equipment because the company had debt, and that was my investment into the company, was, you know, a lot of this gear. So I lost a lot of it just to pay back company debt. And then I was basically left with a keyboard and a couple of, like, synth racks, which are basically like VSTs. They're the external VSTs. So you had to use, like, a MIDI cable and all this stuff. Basically the same thing, just external. So what I'm getting at is I had those things. I didn't get to start upgrading. It's the same as you. And so I moved to Philadelphia.
Yeah.
I didn't have much equipment at all. I was making do with what I had. And then as soon as I could, I was like, ooh, let me buy this new rack gear. Or let me buy this new synth. Or let me buy this new...
But it's such a... but doesn't it feel great, like, your journey? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, to think about where you started at and where you're headed from a standpoint of, like, man, I remember it when I was cracking shit, or I had one plug. I was only using stock sounds, or I was downloading shit from freedrumkits.net.
Mm-hmm.
That was, I'm not going to lie to you. That was my goal. Back when I started making beats, I was on freedrumkits.net.
Hey, everybody been there.
Hey, everyone starts. Yeah, you know, but it's so cool to see the come up. You know what I mean? Because that's what I started with. I was using, and the sounds were not good at all, Simon. I mean,
well, you ain't
got
to tell
like,
me. I was the same. People were like, yo, what is that trash-ass sound you're using?
Yeah, they were terrible. But to me, I was just like, oh, okay. You know, everything is just, anyway, but it's cool to see, like, that progression. You know what I mean? And be like, oh, man, I remember when I started out with this, and now, you know, I'm using better stuff. I'm collaborating with people. You know what I'm saying? So, I know you... Have you been seeing my Instagram? Maybe not. I don't know.
I'll check it out.
I've been working with a lot more artists.
Mm-hmm. I've seen that, yeah.
Because I've shifted my focus. Because I just want more songs, bro. So, you know, I've been doing my beat pack deal currently. And I'm pissing people off. I love it. Like, I love it. Because I'm making people upset. They're like, oh, why are you doing that? But the crazy thing is, here, the people that talk the most are not putting out songs with artists. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, okay, yeah, on the front end, it may look like, oh, why are you doing so many beats? But I'm having artists every day come with new songs. They're going to be, you know, putting on platforms. You know what I'm saying? So in the end, I'm winning in a theory, because it's about who's going to have the most artist impact. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
because
yeah, the most
if you just have a
widest
bunch of,
reach.
If you have a bunch of beats on your hard drive or on your computer,
it don't matter.
You're not selling at all. It doesn't matter.
Yep.
Because if you just want to say, oh, well, I'm selling my beats from what you see, because, you know, I sell beats on my website.
Of course.
But from what they're seeing, if you're just saying, like, oh, well, I'm better because I'm selling them for more, okay, but are you selling beats, though?
Right,
you know what I'm
yeah,
saying?
Just because
there
are more doesn't mean people are fucking with them.
Yeah, and it's not in a cocky way at all. It's just, like, a real way. It's like, okay, yeah, but are people fucking with the beats? Are they using them? Because if you have... And that's what became frustrating to me. That felt like I was just putting beats out to put the beats out. You know what I'm saying? And that... I wasn't trying to build a beat catalog. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to build an artist catalog. I want artists to work with me. You know, that's the point. For
right,
me,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? So, like, it's not... Oh, I have... Like, I know you probably get this when producer, like, oh, I have 200 beats. And I'm like, okay, but how many songs have you
that's
made? Right?
You know, yeah. That's, you probably heard that come out of my
that's what
mouth.
You tell
I was
me.
like, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
That's
because
what
people
you
do that
said
to,
to
well,
me.
because I can't tell you how many times I've met, you know, beat makers, and they're like, yeah, I got like
Yeah.
500. Like, even somebody hit me up the other day, like, hey, you got any beats in the, like, on your computer? I'm like, no. And they're like, why? I'm like,
No.
I make them when people need them, and I don't like having beats just sitting around. Like, you know, and it's because people do that. They're like, yeah, I got like 500 beats. Like, I almost feel bad when people do that. So I'm like, what? Nobody fucks with
Yeah.
your beats? Like, why do you have so many? It's that's almost like somebody says, oh, I do, I mean, it could be anything. I make t-shirts. And like, why do you still have 500 in your closet? Like, you're like,
Right, you
I'm
should,
not dissing it,
yeah.
but it's like,
Knock it, yeah.
maybe your
It's just like,
sales pitch is weird, or your, you know, your the
yeah,
price that,
marketing or something.
well, you know, like you and I talked about forever, awareness is key, and that's what I've even told you.
Yes.
That's where you have to find that balance of, you know, and this goes with any business. So I know we've been ranting for over 30 something minutes about beats, but I think it's relevant to anything you're doing, especially now.
Thanks.
You know, it's awareness. People have to know you exist to fuck with what you're doing. Because they don't know you
Yeah, because
exist,
it's.
and if all you're doing is hammering people over the head trying to sell them expensive beats, but nobody's buying, now you're just limiting your
Right.
exposure.
Exactly, because like I've had people, you know, because yeah, it's for a lower price tag, but I still have my information like BMI, and it makes some artists feel weird because they're like, oh, I paid you $20 and now I have to pay on the back end. But it's like, you're gonna have to learn the business whether you want to or not. Like, you know what I mean? So I think like, am I pissing some people off because they think, oh, I'm just gonna pay this $20 and if it blows up, then I just deserve everything. And it's like, you wouldn't have had that song without the beat. And I think the mentality is something that needs to be corrected because how is it? That would be like if I said, okay, if I give you this beat, even if it blows up, I'm gonna take 100% of the royalties. You don't get anything. You know, that wouldn't be okay because
Right, it goes both ways.
just exactly. So I think like that's something, you know, I need to make some videos on, but that is something that needs to be discussed. But at the same token, kind of like we talked about, everyone can do their business how they want to. You know, there's multiple streams and ways to do stuff, and you gotta find what works for you. I found that I enjoy doing beat packs because I feel like it has a purpose. You know what I'm saying? I found when I just put beats on my website, I was kind of like, okay, I'm just putting them on here. You know what I'm saying? But no one's really getting them. So if I can find a way for, you know, it to work for everybody, artists are getting beats. You know, I'm working with new artists and that kind of stuff, then that's what works for me. Now, if you're already selling a bunch of beats on your website and you don't see the need to do a pack, then cool. You know what I mean? You're getting that goal of working with more artists. But at the end of the day, I think we have a common goal of wanting to work with more artists. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Well,
at least that's
I
what I
think it's
think of,
well
you know.
that helps with exposure because you're trying to get the better
Yeah.
artists to, you know, like
Yeah,
you're just drawing
exactly.
in attention to get to kind of move
But
up the
like when we
quality
work with
ladder.
KV though, that's we don't charge him for that on the front end.
Right.
But like that's fun for me. You know what I'm
Well,
saying?
that's
Like,
because also he's a great artist. You know, it's
yeah.
somebody that we're, you know, I'm definitely investing in it, and you know, just because of our collabs with him, you know, you are too. Some people, that's once again,
Right.
you invest time and you invest money. It's like, because people always want
Exactly.
what do I get? What do I get? What do I get? It's like, yo,
Yes, I
it put
have
time
noticed
and
that.
effort in, and then later you'll be like, oh shit, I got a lot out of that. Oh, okay.
Yes, and I've gotten a lot out of, you know, not to talk about just I've gotten a lot out of doing these packs because I've been able to connect with really dope artists that I wouldn't have connected with otherwise because of how I'm doing. You know what I mean? But that's important to me. You gotta find what's important to you or how you want to do it because everybody's different. But I will say I've definitely enjoyed it. There's so many artists all over the world that are doing music, you know what I mean? That are willing to work and just want an opportunity, you know, to work. And I'm still getting my name out there. So it's important for me to also humble yourself. Because I think sometimes people, I mean, it's good to be, you know, confident, you know what I mean? But also be real, you know what I mean? Like, if you know, like, oh, nobody's ever gotten on my songs, you know what I'm saying? Or on my beats or something like that, and you're like, here, I'm going to charge you, you know, $12,000 or $1,200 or whatever. You know, maybe you need to humble yourself.
Well, there's a lot of fake esteem that gets built up in people where people are told, like, how amazing they are, how great they are. I mean, I'm going to sound like a total dick when I say this, and I don't care. But you have to earn that shit. I'm sorry. Everybody's born. You're born, and you're great. That's great. You're good. I like to think that people are inherently good people. Their intentions are pretty good. But as far as, like, accolades and like, rewards and things, that shit you have to actually do the work for. You have to actually do the work. Yes. You have to actually put in time, invest time and energy before somebody can go, oh, you're really great. But people got that shit backwards. Although some are a self-fulfilling prophecy, a la, you know, Kanye. You know what I mean? Kanye is...
Yo, you see he's a billionaire now?
That doesn't surprise me. He's got his hands in a lot of places. But anyway, because we got to wrap this up because we're over an hour.
Okay.
But, you know, I think it's a... You know, we did talk about beats a lot of this time, but I think there's a lot of metaphors in there that are just for people in general is, you know, I would say, you know, making music and with life, beware where you're putting your energy and your money. And because if you put it in the right places, it comes back to you and it helps you build up.
Right.
But if you put it in places that just suck energy out of you, you know, people that want to rip people off, people that talk about other people instead of ideas. And, you know, especially if people you talk to and all they talk about is how shitty everything is. I got to admit, I cannot stand that. Because I am like, there's always something good going on. Like, always.
Yeah.
Like, I know people that have it made, their bills are paid, everything is good. They got TV. They got a place to live. They got food.
Mm-hmm.
But they're miserable. Like, oh, this happened. This happened. Like, you really want to have a fucked up day? I'm going to show you a fucked up day. By the way, I'm not saying me because I don't live like that. Like, you know, because I have friends, by the way, that I stay in touch with every day. And we check in every day. How are you? And they're like, oh, today was good.
Right.
Even on a day like where everything didn't go my way. But you're still like, I mean, I have no complaints. It's like, it was good.
Yeah.
You know, I'm safe. I'm happy.
You're
we're
alive.
Good. Yeah.
Shit.
So what's to be pissed off about, you know? So, but I think that reflects, you know, back into everything we do. So even with our music. So anyway, that being said, let's wrap this baby up.
Yep.
And, of course, for more wisdom from us, where can people find you on the internet?
Oh, you can find me at Manny Producer. That's where I'm at mainly. On Instagram, also social media platforms. You can also check me out at mannyproducer.com. And yeah, you'll see me on the internet. What about you though, Simon?
Wait.
Mella and J Life will be putting out new content.
That's right.
I'm sure it's coming up, so make sure you check it out.
Which is Mella and J.
J-A-Y.
Right, okay, right.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. Nice.
Now you.
As far as me, Simonilla on everything, Simonilla, everything from Facebook to Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, Black Planet, Pornhub, everywhere. So yeah, you can find me there. And also, you can find me and Jay on Instagram every Thursday night, 7 p.m. Eastern. We're doing some music reviews now. People are popping in. It's actually getting kind of cool in there.
It's getting lit,
it
actually.
Really
yeah,
is.
I'm not going to lie to you. It's been getting more lit.
And you do a beat bid thing on Tuesdays?
Yeah, on Tuesdays. Yeah, usually. It's been a little bit different now because, you know, I'm at my parents' house.
Of course.
So sometimes we have to, you know, things
right.
are
Yes.
But for the most part, yes, I have been trying to get on live at least sometime. But sometimes it's just you and I that get on live on Thursdays.
I get it.
You know, it just doesn't happen. So
it's all good. And I do a nightly Instagram live.
Oh, at yeah. What time?
11,
It's late.
11 p.m. 11 to 12. So anyway, that being said, you know what it is. This is brought to you via the Anchor app. You know, as we said, we record and edit, distribute all this good shit on the Anchor app. And you can go to anchor.fm if you want to start your own podcast or find other cool podcasts. The Anchor app is actually cool. By the way, people that are listening to this, if you go to the Anchor app, Jay, you may not even know this. People can leave us messages on the Anchor app. So if people want to ask us questions that we can answer on the show, they can leave us messages on the Anchor app. So everybody should do that.
That's so nice.
Yeah. So who produces this little thing?
Oh, just Alchemy LLC.
See, there it is. There it is. So, all right. So I think we've given everyone a lot of jewels of wisdom. We talked about Whoopie Pie and Beats and life. Is there anything else? I don't think there is.
No, I think we got next week, you know, to really give people some different jewels.
We gave you some gifts, and now you have to give this gift, hand it to your friends, but also who?
Oh, yeah, your enemies. I forgot that we always say that, so I kind of just, like, lost.
I kind of like, lobbed it up differently. You see how I did that?
Like, I was like,
keeping Jay on his toes right there. Like, that's how I do.
Yeah, I think it's because, like, now, with this whole pandemic thing, I haven't even been thinking about the enemies.
Honestly. Yeah, okay. Well, even if you, that's even better, but see, I'll put it this way. If you feel like someone's stressed out over this whole not leaving the house, this whole thing, but you say, like, you know what? This will entertain you. Listen to Simon and Jay. Yes. Listen to our old episodes. A lot of good shit in there.
Thanks.
You'll love it.
Yes.
All right, Jay.
Well, all right. Until next time.
That's right. This is Simon Hilla.